Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, think about, remember I was pondering this morning about a time that we were in Israel, and I don't know if we were in Jerusalem. It was you and I were in Jerusalem, and somebody it's part of the Aaron priesthood, the lineage of Aaron priesthood. We were there in his office, and we're trying to be really calm and, you know, not just be just there.
Yeah.
And he had some drawings and some pictures about with Mary Magdalene and Jesus. She was at his feet, and the drawing is, and Jesus, she's pouring perfume over his feet. And of course, it's just a beautiful picture. I'm Mary, you know what I'm saying? And so, but when we're in his office, I remember that God just began to speak through him. And all of a sudden, God's glory, his presence impregnated that room. I don't know if you remember how powerful that was. And we were trying to be calm, you know, and astute and just, you know, not any kind of, you know, mushiness and that type of thing. And, oh, man, God's presence came in, and we just began to weep and began to just, our hearts just broke. And maybe, and then and tears just started pouring down, not just dripping down, but pouring down. And all I could do, because I was sitting down, and then he began to speak the blessing of the priesthood over us. And it was like God just began to just impart something. Israel was has been encounters for me, what God has done in Israel. Mm-hmm. And I remember going forward, I was sitting down and putting my elbows on my knees because you're just overtaken by God's power and his awesomeness. And so many tears came out of both of my eyes. It was streaming from my eyes.
Wow.
Wow.
I was so broken in God's presence. I was so overtaken by him. You know, when Songs of Solomon, when you read Song of Solomon and you hear Misty Edwards and you hear people who are going after his heart and the love and the bridegroom. But the truth is that we're overwhelmed by who he is, and that when he shows up in a powerful way, it's just like, this is what I was designed for. But I was trying to remember that. And it was just, you know, oh, well, so much for being all together and everything. All I could do was just lean forward so I wouldn't drown by my tears that came forth when God was blessing.
Wow.
Blessed me with this priesthood blessing, you know, and he's actually from the family, he's from the lineage, you know, the Aaron lineage. And it was it was a powerful thing.
Oh, wow.
Like, we're totally caught by surprise. I mean, it was not something we were planning on doing as we were, you know, doing different things in Israel. And, but it's just like, I want to encourage you that, God so loves you, and just his very presence will just solve everything. It will just solve everything.
That's right.
And, if you've been a person that have not been able to shed a tear for years, just don't try to cry. Just go after God.
Yeah.
Go after God. And it doesn't have to be broken tears. It could be tears of joy.
Yeah.
And the awesomeness of who he is. But literally imagine now, streams came from my eyes. It was the most wildest thing. It's like at some point you think, well, it'd be like short and it'd be over with.
Yeah.
But just water just poured and poured and poured. And I was so broken. It was just, you know, it was just all of a sudden.
Wow.
And I just want to encourage you. You can have one encounter with God, and not only will it change you and those around you, but it will change 10 generations.
Yeah.
10 generations.
No, focus on trying to fix it yourself. I kind of been there and died there on that trip.
I got a new book. I got a new book. Remember those years? I got a new book.
You know, I couldn't. The revelation was, you know, you couldn't even save yourself. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't even save yourself. You can't fix yourself. And just remember a time of just seeking after God and just spending time in his presence, like you're saying. And God did more in his presence than I ever could have done. Trying to fix myself, and you just can't. God's the fixer. He's the healer. And he's the one that'll just touch you in his presence. And it just takes one second in his glory, one second while you're marinating in his beautiful love. It's absolutely beautiful, because you'll change. He changes us from glory to glory to glory to glory. It's his presence. It's his love.
The Father's presence.
Yeah. Just go after him. Just go after him. Spend time with him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Obviously, the Lord is just speaking to you today about his love for you, and that he's singing over you, and he's got good plans in store for you. The difference quite often between success and failure, those that you talk to that really are honest, is five more minutes.
Yeah.
They were faithful five more minutes when everything in them, around them, betrayed them. Nobody did what they said they were going to do. You're in a pit, you know, by your brothers. And like Joseph was, you're in prison. You've been betrayed by, you know, Potiphar's wife, the baker, the cupbearer, all these different people. And just suddenly, just suddenly, against your will. I like that when, I don't like what happened, but what Robert Kennedy said when he was running for presidency and he just got the news that Dr. Martin Luther King had gotten assassinated. It was just like tragic, you know, and you can watch him get the news and your heart just, the whole thing was just, you know, it's just sad. And so many, you know, say, well, everything's totally fine because President Johnson signed a few bills. And it's like, when they kill it, when your apostle is killed, when your leader
assassinated,
I mean, there's maybe a few little issues I still have I need to work out in my life here. That's not a good ending to, you know, and be open for our brothers and sisters to go through that and go through this journey. But anyway, so he gets the news and he's in a political campaign and he stops, not knowing that, you know, a few days later that he too would be with Dr. King. And because he was going to be assassinated too. And that is John Kennedy's brother that was running for president. And of course, John Kennedy's brother had been assassinated. There's three assassinations in the 60s. You had President John Kennedy, you had Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and you had Robert Kennedy, the president's brother.
Yeah.
And so he said, I think it was a quote from Erxus, you know, the philosopher, and I'm probably going to mess it up, but this is just so important. I mean, it's so powerful. He says, listen, he says, pain that falls drop by drop upon your heart that doesn't stop, that you can't stop, and you don't want to stop until one day, in your sleep, against your will, comes God's awesome grace. And my experience in studying many men and women of God is, against your will, you know, that it's just set in stone what God's going to do.
Yeah.
You are not going to do something. You're not going to be the one that says, hey, you're ushering in God. God's going to usher in you.
Mm-hmm.
And in that broken state, against your will, because by this time when God's about to move, you were so beat up. You were so, you know, at the end of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're just thinking, I'm fixing to go minister to some other state somewhere. I'm just going to go find myself somewhere else. I'm just going to leave. And you're just ready to quit.
I'm done.
But hold on. Understand, in a few moments, you're going to walk out to where you always walked out, the place you just said you'd never want to go again. And God's going to surprise you. And he's going to pour himself out against your will. His awesome grace will come. Mm-hmm. And you will dine on the presence of our awesome God. And you'll be so grateful you didn't buy into the lies of the enemy and run, but you stayed. Stay and stand even when it stinks.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.